Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So now we move on to number three. To be able to buy and sell, the good you are buying and selling, it has to be permissible. It has to be useful. It has to be useful without a necessity. Permissible, meaning, can I buy and sell something that is haram? Is it permissible to buy intoxicants, for example, drugs, cigarettes? No. These are forbidden things, so I cannot buy and I cannot sell. It has to be useful. So the fourth condition that is required so that the transaction would be halal, would be permissible, is that the person selling is the owner of the product. You cannot sell something that is not yours. Hadith Hakim ibn Hizam, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade from selling something you do not own. Now, by saying something you have to own, this also includes if I give the power of attorney to someone, if I authorize someone to sell. So if I tell my son, sell this for me, doesn't own it, but I gave him authorization, so this is halal. If I give it to someone else, even if I pay money to him and I say, take this and sell it for me, so I am actually making him work for me, this is permissible. But what's not permissible is for you to sell something you do not own. Number five, you have to have the ability to deliver. Because sometimes I can sell you something and I cannot deliver it. Why? Either because I do not own it or because it's not possible for me at the moment to bring it. For example, I'll sell you, who wants to buy? The Eiffel Tower in Paris. Who wants to buy it? I'll sell it cheap. So I'll take it. So, okay, khalas, give me the money and go. This is not permissible, it's not mine, and I cannot deliver it. Someone tells me I'd like to buy a small shark. I said, okay, I'll sell you one. How much? So-and-so, he gives me the money, and I say, look, this is the ocean. Go and get any shark you want. Again, this is not permissible. Selling birds in the sky, not permissible. Selling a slave when we had slavery, selling a slave who ran away. So you go ahead and buy it. Selling a stolen car. Someone stole my car, a very expensive European car. And someone says, do you sell it? I said, yes, sure. Give me the money and go and get your car. Number six is to sell something that is recognized, that can be measured. Why? Because sometimes I'll sell you something that I have, but I do not know how much it measures. I do not know how it feels, how it looks. There are transactions, the Prophet forbade, alayhi salatu wasalam, such as the transaction of touching. What is that? I have a big bag, a lot of clothes inside. And I tell you, turn off the lights, put your bag and choose something. And whatever you choose, it is for only $1. And you're thinking, oh, very good, maybe I will get a pair of trousers worth of $100. Yes, maybe you will get something that is not worth of 1 cent. It's me and my luck. Bismillah. And I choose. This is halal? No. Because you do not know it. Touching it or feeling it is not enough. You have to see it. And likewise, if a person tells you, look, this is my beautiful and great cow. So I say, my cow is pregnant. I'll sell you whatever is in her belly for $100. You think, this is a good transaction. I agree. Is this halal? No. Why? Because there is a lot of ambiguity. There is a possibility that the cow will give birth to two instead of one. Who will be angry? The owner of the cow. I thought one. There's a possibility that it would become dead. So the buyer says, I paid you $100. I said, well, you paid for this. So this is kind of transaction that is haram because there is injustice, either to me or to him, or to both. One would say, طيب, we all agree. We have no problem. He's agreeing, I'm agreeing. It's a risk we have to take. This is not permissible. Consent does not make haram things halal. Example? Any examples? Yes, Abdurrahman.
For example, if a person, he wants to take something on a loan and he says that you have to pay an interest, a riba, of 10% an annum. And the other person, he says, yes, I'm fine with it. It's a great deal. And then he agrees to pay. So there is consent, but still, because riba is haram, they cannot go ahead with the deal.
Understood the example? It's very good. So consent does not make haram things halal. It has to go in accordance to the Quran and to the Sunnah. And the last, final, seventh condition is the price must be known. Why? Because Islam protects the relationship between Muslims. Let's assume that I have my pen for you to sell. So you see my pen, you say, ah, khalas, I agree to buy it. And I say, okay, I agree to sell it. After 2 days, you come to take the pen, and I give you the pen, and I say, where's the money? He said, okay, here's $1. I said, no, I want to sell it for $100. He said, no, this is too much. What will happen? Disagreement will happen, we'll fight, there is enmity between us. Islam says, no, from the very beginning. How much is this? Ah, Sheikh, take it. We'll talk later on the price. The price is not important. A lot of the people do this. You get someone to work and fix something in your house. How much will you charge to fix the air conditioning? We'll talk. It's nothing. It's for free. Meaning that it's nothing. Afterwards, how much? He demands a lot. And you say that this is too much. No, Islam tells you from the very beginning, draw the line and negotiate and know the price. And by this, the seven conditions for making a transaction permissible has been mentioned to you. In the remaining time, we have a few minutes. I believe, okay, the brother has a question.
My question is regarding condition number 6, something that is tangible, something that is measurable. And you gave the example of the calf and the cow. Now, what happens in Mumbai, and in fact, many places in India, is in the real estate market, you just start building the building, you start the construction for the building, the project has just started, but many people buy a space in that building, although it's not yet constructed. So you've just got the foundation ready, but I've already booked a place in maybe the 7th floor. So my question is, the building is not set up. I cannot see the building. I cannot see the space I'm buying. But can I go ahead with that sale? Is it something that is measurable and tangible?
Akhi, what you have noted is worth noting. However, the kind of transaction you're talking about will come later on in the chapter that deals with as-salam. Now, we have a product, we have a price. Not necessarily that both are present. I can buy something and pay later. And I can give the money for something and receive later. However, this will come in the conditions because I cannot buy something without being measurable. Those buying a plot or buying a flat in this building, they know how many square meters, the size, they know how many rooms, they know whether it is on the east or the west, they know exactly where it's located, they know the type of marbles, so it is specific. And that is why when they sign the contract, they just don't sign, I want a flat. No, this is haram. What kind of flat? You have to identify it exactly as we will come, inshallah, to describe in the book of As-Salam.
So, in other words, this sort of a transaction is halal, even though the flat or space that I'm buying is not tangible. I can't see it.
Providing that it is described as if you can see it. So, if I go to a factory and I say to them, listen, this pen, I'd like you to make 1,000 of it. And here's the money in advance. One would say, they didn't produce it yet. This is agreeable. This is halal, as we will come to learn. But if they produce 1,000 pens that are not identical to what we have agreed upon, it's not in the contract, it's different, then in this case, the sale is not acceptable. Last quick question. Anyone?
The question is about the pirated software's applications, whether it be for Windows PC, Mac, Android, or any. And most of the people don't purchase it actually, because the purchase what is made is in the metro cities. But overall, most of the parts of the world, the software's applications, games are pirated. So what's the Islamic ruling on this?
Islam honors intellectual property. And the Prophet said, alayhi wasalam, you will not believe until you love to your brothers what you love to yourself. If you work hard on a software for 2 or 3 years and then display it for sale, and someone makes a pirate copy and sells it for peanuts, how would you feel? Would you say, I'm okay? Or you will go to the court and you will not approve of this. And that is why Islam honors the intellectual property. You have to honor it. There is a copyright. You have to honor that. That is, do buy it if it's original, and do not buy it if it is pirated. For you to buy the original and to pirate it and to sell it and to make money out of it, this is not permissible, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.